You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of disappointment over the last 24 hours. Not expected, okay? And we don't want anybody gloating. This is a kind of a sad time for us right now. A lot of confusion with healthcare. We're finding out that many people where I live are not going to have the options they want to in terms of hospitals. I'm going to be interviewed by a TV station a little bit later today to talk about some of the ramifications that we've already seen in the last 24 hours. And unfortunately, we knew this was coming. A lot of people had high hopes for October 1st. Right? Many people still couldn't access the networks. They still have no idea what their health insurance is. And we have a lot of anxiety over this. This is something we need to kind of work through. Okay? A lot of disappointment. Author Tom Clancy, Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Some of All Fears, has died at age 66. We have a breast cancer rising in black women in reported rate, in very high rates. Breast cancer is being overlooked. Is there something that seems to put the breast cancer in terms of a medical, shall we say, boy, am I really fumbling over my words. I'm sorry. I'm getting breaking news as we come in. I apologize. It looks like the White House, regarding the government shutdown, it sounds like Obama is calling together government leaders. We're getting this. Sorry, I get my breaking news coming up as I broadcast. So I apologize about that. We'll give you guys up to date on that as it looks like there's going to be a meeting between Obama, White House, Senate, and Congress today. We're going to be talking about African American women, breast cancer on the rise, what could be making them more susceptible to that. Also, CDC saying, look, more bystanders, if they jump in and perform CPR, we will see more people survive cardiac arrest as we have an older population that is dominating the head demographic. Are we prepared to take care of our older population and handle heart disease? And heart disease is still the number one killer. Then we have a blood pressure drug, a very common one, that many of us are already on that actually can help boost your chemotherapy success if you're being treated for breast cancer, pancreatic cancer. So I love it when we get a twofer. And then, very anxiety-producing, we have a character on The Simpsons that is supposed to be killed off on the 25th season of The Simpsons. Who is going to be kicked off The Simpsons and killed on the show? So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, you know what? The Simpsons, we got to open with that because, you know, it really puts a smile on our face. I don't know much about what happened with television and Fox, right, about 25 years ago, but whenever I think of Simpsons, I think of me being in college. I was in the dorms at the time. I think it was first year college. And I'm surprised 25 years. Really, has it been that long? See, 20 years. That doesn't make any sense to me. Nah, you know what? 1989, yeah, maybe. And I remember there was a new station, Fox Channel 5, where I live. For most people, it's Channel 5. And there was this cartoon on. And a bunch of us would watch it in the dorms, those of us who weren't getting drunk. And it was funny. You had a little itchy and scratchy, right? You had Bart in the fourth grade for 25 years. Kind of sad to think that we're coming up on the 25th season. But they are planning to kill off a regular character. According to executive producer Al Jean, he said, we are actually working on a script where a character will pass away. I'll give a clue that the actor playing the character won an Emmy for playing that character, but I won't say who it is. So that could be Dan Castellaneta, which who plays Homer. It could be Marge, Julie Kavner, Bart, Nancy Cartwright, Lisa Yeardley-Smith. Anne Hathaway and Kelsey Grammer have won Emmys for their guest spots. So I guess Maude Flanders, right, wife of Ned, I guess had died falling off a grandstand at a racetrack. I didn't really see that. Fat Tony, I guess, was killed off. So the Simpsons do kill people off. I would think it would be an itchy and scratchy. Okay? You know, I love cats, and I love dogs, and I love animals. Okay? But there's a lot of people that really don't like cats out there. So I think there's a lot of people waiting for Itchy and Scratchy or even the Simpsons cat to drop. All right? I doubt it's going to be Bart Simpson, whatever, the baby. I doubt it's going to be the baby. Kind of weird to think that the baby could be 25 years old right now. But, you know, it's great media attention and promotion for the show. And I'm proud of that show. They never had to go that dirty. If you noticed, you know, they never had to do what a lot of other shows had to. You know, I was a big fan of South Park when it first came out. And I think it's because it was so new and it was so, innovative. I saw the South Park movie. I loved it. It was great. And then it just couldn't go anywhere but dirtier. And it just kept getting dirtier and dirtier to the point that it just really didn't, it's kind of hard to watch at this point. I think the last episode I watched was there was some sort of orifice, I don't know if I want to use the word annihilation, between some Apple employees, I guess, on one episode, and I couldn't watch the whole thing. It was kind of odd. Now, speaking of keeping it clean, you guys heard about this New York Giants cornerback Prince Amukamara. Did you guys hear about this? People are dubbing him the Black Tim Tebow because he says he's a virgin and has never consumed alcohol. He grew up Catholic. He's proud of his faith. He's open about it. And he is very proud to have, you know, chosen abstinence up until now from alcohol and sex. Good for him. I mean, I'm pretty excited about this, you know? Finally, somebody has the guts to come out and let young people know that not only is it okay to still be a virgin and not drink, but that it could be pretty cool. So, good for him. I'm really liking the Giants now. All right, guys, don't go away. I have a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Most of you know who Mia Farrow is. Frank Sinatra, Woody Allen. There's going to be some of you where this story won't even make any sense to you, but I need, for those of us who know who these people are, this is kind of big news. Apparently, there's been rumors about the parentage of Ronan, 25-year-old son, supposed son of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. I guess in an interview, she inferred that Ronan was actually Frank Sinatra's son. Okay? Now, this comes roughly around the same time as her adopted daughter, Dylan, had spoken about how she was tormented over possibly alleged abuse at the hands of Woody Allen. I don't really follow the whole Woody Allen, Woody Allen was just a, you know, I was a kid during all his movies, etc., you know, but I got to tell you, I am looking at the kid Ronan, and I mean, damn, he could be a Frank Sinatra Jr. He really could be. Good-looking kid. Doesn't really look like he could be Frank Sinatra or Woody Allen's kid. So, you know, even old Hollywood still had some pretty good scoop and some pretty interesting scandals. So just kind of sharing that all with you. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Gosh, a lot of you have been writing and concerned about what's been going on with these Obamacare exchanges. And here's an example. This is very interesting. Okay, you know, I think that many people don't listen to the show at all. Okay, so I'm really excited when somebody listens to the show. Unfortunately, somebody will listen to my show halfway in, either an episode, a segment, or a year, let's say. And so I guess one of our listeners, Lisa, calling from California, said, I heard you talking today on the radio about your interest in Obamacare and the new open enrollment that started today. I'm somewhat confused. I could have sworn you were against the institution of the healthcare exchange. Now I hear you're talking about looking for some new insurance for yourself through the healthcare exchange. What brought about this change? Now, I understand that many of you come in and you listen halfway, and I don't like to sound like a broken record. Most of you guys know how I feel about Obamacare. I think it's an absolute cluster, so I don't want to go into that for the 2000th time, all right? But we need to, okay, for all of our sake, all right, come up with some sort of a common goal while we're dealing with all this discombobulation and confusion right now, okay? This October 1 healthcare exchange, who knows, maybe it will work out, okay? All right, I'm not one to say I want things to fail. We don't root for failure. We never do, okay? You never root for failure. You always root for you and your colleagues and your friends and your loved ones and your fellow patriots to succeed, okay? We don't succeed by somebody else failing. We want us all to succeed, mind you, okay? However, all right, let me be clear, okay? I want everybody getting health insurance if they can. Even though I know Obamacare is an absolute cluster, I am looking a year ahead, 5 years ahead, 20 years ahead. Okay? Any delay with Obamacare, any delay at all, and delaying an inevitable, to me is, I think, going to collapse the system even more than we would even think. I want us getting our acts together. If us going through the motions of dealing with these exchanges and turning whatever options we have down or maybe trying some of the options is part of the motions to get through this hump, then you do it. Okay, I don't want people standing on principle saying, I can't stand Washington, I can't stand Obamacare, so I'm not going to purchase health insurance on the exchange. Okay, you're not going to be considered a scab. You're not going to be considered giving in to the enemy. Your job is to be healthy, alive, well. Okay, you're not buying health insurance is not going to cause Obamacare to collapse. Obamacare already in and of itself is designed to collapse. That's how it was designed. This way the government could come in with a public option. Your job is to make sure that you have some sort of coverage so then you don't have to later be trapped and need to fall under a default skeleton type coverage that the government is going to have to try to piece together chaotically. So whether we're for Obamacare or not, whether we like Obama or not, whether we think Obamacare is a cluster or not, okay, we need to think smartly here. Get yourself whatever coverage you can that deems wise enough for you. Make sure you already have in place, hopefully, a doctor that you could go to without having to wait 4 to 8 weeks if, God forbid, you have abdominal pain. Understand what hospitals you could go to if you're sick, whether Obamacare exists or not. These are things we need to do. If you think you're going to be stuck in a hospital with very poor access and be sitting there for 4 or 5 hours, we've already discussed what to do. One of our callers had said his wife had abdominal pain or chest pain. They were stuck in the ER for hours. What could he have done to speed things up? Hopefully you already have a doctor you work with. You could have the doctor call the hospital, meet you down there to evaluate you, maybe do a direct admission, something. Okay? But we are going to have to figure out how to navigate the system. This is the system we have, and it sucks. We could sit here and fight it. And mind you, I like, you know, fighting for the right side of things. But if there's really no fight that we could actually do because we already have a Supreme Court that changed the law to make it constitutional, we're going to be stuck with this, and you guys got to be smart about this. Okay, you may dislike the current administration as much as your, I don't know, worst neighbor. But you need to figure out how the hell to protect yourself in this new healthcare environment that we have. A lot of confusion happened yesterday, a lot of disappointment, and who knows, maybe we will get some good news. Maybe there's an insurance company that will insure us 40-somethings or 50-somethings or 60-somethings or whatever for a couple hundred bucks a month, and we'll have full coverage of everything. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe a miracle is going to happen. But until then, standing on principle just because you dislike the government is really not going to help you at all. So just because you purchase a health insurance policy on the exchange, in fact, somebody could argue that that would actually prevent a public option or a more socialized medicine takeover later, because we're able to figure out how to integrate the private market into this. So without having to beat a dead horse in terms of an argument I keep making on how I think this is a complete cluster. My job is to make sure you guys have the best information possible and you know what to prepare for. Speaking of preparing, don't forget your freeze-dry guy. I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Never too early to prepare. Because stop it, I'm allowed to do a freeze-dry guy commercial. I am allowed to. I love the product. I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Go and check out freeze-dry guy. You can link to them on my website at drdiet.com or freeze-dryguy.com. Great food, lasts a long time, yummy, inexpensive, phenomenal. Okay, great. We move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, there's been a lot of concern over a huge hospital system, the St. Rose Dominican Hospital System, not being a part of, quote-unquote, Obamacare. Apparently, Aetna, for example, has a new HMO being reported by the Review Journal that will include only hospitals in the Valley Health System and HCA Healthcare. Meanwhile, another exchange that we have will not be using the St. Rose system. Now, St. Rose, my patients use a lot. It's a phenomenal health system. I gotta be honest. I really love the hospitals in my area. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have had personally and with my patients phenomenal care at every single hospital. I get patients that ask me, Dahlia, which hospital is the worst in Las Vegas? I can't say. I really can't say because I have had patients have phenomenal care at all of them. So I love all our hospital systems. So the reason why I bring that up is if you live in an area where a particular hospital system does not, shall we say, if a particular hospital system, shall we say, is not on an Obamacare exchange, don't think it has anything to do with patient reviews, with poor care, etc. Obamacare is about money. Money, okay? I understand that the government is trying to come up with a hospital rating system, and we talked about how the ratings are very kind of difficult to, you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? There's people that have their buddies put high ratings about their restaurants or about their stores, etc. So you could have people that put happy ratings on there for business, and then you can have people that just have it out for somebody put a nasty rating. You really can't tell what the hell you're getting from a rating. And even though that is something that Obama is working on, just because your hospital system may not be on an Obamacare exchange or etc., doesn't mean it's a bad system. All the systems are good. However, your job is to make sure you know which hospitals are going to be in your system. Because God forbid you have an issue, you don't want to end up at a hospital getting a huge bill. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back by the on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Making headlines today is it looks like a Florida orthodontist is suing the Obama administration today. No, or was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. All right, had filed a lawsuit insisting that the White House must abandon changes it has made on its own Affordable Health Care Act, saying that because they're trying to do the one-year delay to help big companies, they are not following the letter to the law, or the law of the letter, raise the letter to the law, and Obamacare is supposed to go into effect January 1, 2014, but because the White House wants to push it back, help the 2014 elections go on, the lawsuit filed by Dr. Lara Kawa says it violates the Administrative Procedure Act and goes beyond President Obama's constitutional powers. They say he has no more power to do that than you or I. In fact, he has an affirmative duty to enforce the law, and we are here to make sure he does that. You know what? He's got a point. Okay? These delays hurt. Okay? You know, why should they put off helping big businesses? It's not really going to help the economy. The economy already stinks. Anybody who's decided to fire you or stay under 50 employees has already done it. So the Obamacare delay for a year just to help their 2014 elections does nothing for the country. All it does is it helps the Democrats. Okay, and we don't care about political parties right now. We are being very apolitical. We don't care about Republican, Democrat, nothing. Right now, we are worried about ourselves and each other. And that's the way it should be. Okay? I really don't give a damn about somebody's reelection status. I understand in the long run we do, because if we want control of the House or control of the Senate, I get that. I get that. All right? But what's hurting us right now? The economy. The economy is really hurting us. I hope some of you guys are living in a city or a state where the economy is good. I am hoping. I am hoping some of you have phenomenal health insurance. I really, really am. Unlike Washington, I am happy for people who do well. Okay? I'm not jealous of people doing well. I am glad. I want you guys to do well. Okay? I don't need somebody doing poorly to prove a point. Okay? I need you guys, the healthier you are, the more stable you are, the more emotionally happy you are, the better you are as a patient. You know, people accuse us doctors of benefiting and capitalizing on people's grief, on people's sickness. Well, you make money when people are sick. You must love flu season. I don't. I do not like flu season. Okay, because I've never really looked at the economics of it. Mind you, being a primary care doctor, you never really reaped in the gold. Okay, so I unfortunately get emotionally bludgeoned by the bad that happens when people are sick. Okay, I don't like going to the hospital and seeing healthy kids that, you know, kids that I love crumping because of an illness. I hate seeing that. You know, I hate going to people's funerals. I can't stand. I mean, I like going to be there for them, but I hate the fact that there's a funeral. I get very nervous this time of year with flu season. Okay? You know, remember, to be a doctor, and we've talked about this, okay? You have to be a special type of person. I'm not saying, oh, I'm special. But you have to be a unique type of individual where you have no problem devoting hours, endless time, emotion, yourself, putting your own health at risk, right? And all for free. Before you enter an 11-plus year program of schooling, which, by the way, could cost a couple $100,000. Okay, it takes a very unique individual. You don't go into medicine for the money. The last 20, 30 years of doctors and new medical students knew that. Now, in the olden days, doctors, pilots, police officers, fire department teachers, a very high social stature. Now people look at doctors like they're pieces of poop, and it stinks. All because of the government and Obamacare. People don't like us doctors because we look like the mean rich guys, which is bullcrap. Get that out of your head. But just telling you, as a medical student, and all the trials and tribulations and crap I had to go through, and it wasn't easy. It was not. And we've talked about stories, being harassed, assaulted, stabbed with needles, stupid stuff. And that was from doctors. We aren't even talking about patients yet. All right? The thought of getting some change in the bank, no. No, that's not enough. You have to really want to help the person. No amount of money, when you're in the middle of a 36-hour shift and you're exhausted and you're febrile and you're suffering from the flu and you're, I don't know, hemorrhaging from a bad period, no amount of money is going to keep you sitting next to a patient's bed holding their hand while they're dying. No, you have to want to be there with that person. You can't fake it through medical school. Fakers get kicked out. First, fakers don't even get in. You won't even get through the interview process. Okay, because a faker won't get through the MCAT and won't get through the pre-boards and all the other BS that you have to do, pre-professional committee interviews and all the, it's like one of those Indiana Jones bridges I talked about, like in Indiana Jones 2, where somebody's shaking the bridge trying to get you to fall off. There's too many people trying to shake the bridge getting you to fall off, okay? There's got to be a lot more than money allowing you to get across that bridge. So get that out of your mind that we want, we benefit and we want bad to happen. Okay. Whenever a doctor has a nice open day in his clinic, he's smiling. He's not sitting there going, oh, I wish there was an accident or I wish there was a trauma. Okay. We don't like that because we're real people. You can't be a doctor if you don't have a heart. So how could you be a doctor and want to see somebody sick? Now, mind you. Okay. I was an ER doctor before I opened up my practice here. And getting a nice, juicy laceration to sew up, right? Patient's numb. You're sitting there joking around with the patient. You got the game going on in the room. And you get to sit there and sew up an 8-inch gash, right, down to the muscle. That's some pretty cool stuff. Taking out bullets, right? You know, I mean, you know, and the patient being alive and you being able to joke with the patient afterwards, that's a high point. Okay? Delivering a baby, true, the mom is screaming in labor and pain or whatever, but getting that baby out and handing that baby to the mom. Okay, mind you. All right, us doctors, we do like some juicy cases. Okay? But we don't want people in harm. We do not relax. I don't get that euphoria of helping fix somebody until I get them in pain control. Once I get them in pain control, then I relax. I'm very anxious while they're in pain, bleeding, panicking. Once we calm them down, get them relaxed, get to work, then I enjoy what I do. You gotta still enjoy what you do. Okay? And I mean, if ever you guys want to kind of get the feel of what I've had, we trained on pig's feet. Pig's legs. I forget what grocery store we were able to get it. I'm sure you could even do this on liver. But if you want to ever feel like, you know, what it's like to sew something up, right, and repair something, get like a pig's foot. It had to have already been dead, of course. Don't kill a live pig over this. Some people sell pig's feet at the butchers, right? You can throw a whole bunch of ketchup on it and sew it up. It's really cool. It's really fun stuff. Not that I want people to get cut, but I mean, you gotta enjoy. A person who can't look at that and can't enjoy what they're doing, they're not gonna fix you. Okay, and I gotta tell you, man, some of my suturing, it was like art. Art. Michelangelo, eat your heart out. I mean, it was art. And you feel like you're doing something. You feel like you're fixing somebody. That's where the euphoria comes in. Seeing that smile and somebody going, thank you, doc. Not even a thank you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys take a blood pressure medicine called Cozar, O, or Losartan. Cozar, one of my favorite drugs, all right, or that class of the ARBs. We talked about how those medicines work, helps dilate blood vessels a little bit, helps prevent the angiotensin renin system from acting screwy, causing blood vessel constriction, raising blood pressure in people with high blood pressure that doesn't really have to do with fluid overload, salt, high heart rate, etc. And it's a class of medicine that doesn't make you cough like the ACE inhibitors, like the Zestril, Benazepril, Captopril, the ones that end in ill that can make you cough. These medicines don't. Well, Losartan or Cozaar was one of the first of its class to go generic. And once it went generic, I was really excited because then my patients could hopefully afford to be on this medication. It went generic a few years ago as the recession started, and it was perfect timing. Well, more good news about this medication for high blood pressure is when they tested it on mice with breast cancer and pancreatic cancer, they found that it boosted the delivery of the chemotherapy drugs by opening up vessels that had been collapsed in these solid tumors. So the vasodilatory ability of these medications, and it doesn't act like some of the other vasodilators. It's not like a nitroglycerin or hydralazine or something like that, but it was enough to help get that chemotherapy agent into the tumor. They said it slowed the growth of the tumors, extended the lives of the mice. This is, and I know a lot of you guys really don't, you know, play a violin for the mice, but still, okay, you know, they're not rodents, they're mice, okay? Nature Communications article, a journal, is where it's published. And Massachusetts General Hospital now, based on this, is launching a clinical trial to see if they could use this Losartan, this blood pressure medicine, to improve chemotherapy treatment in patients with pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer is a very, very tough cancer. Why? You all know why. Remember on the pop quiz? The pancreas is a juicy organ. Whenever an organ is juicy, okay, lots of cells and enzymes and things that get excreted from it could be a much more vicious cancer as opposed to something a little bit more dry, okay? So, yeah, it's a term I came up with. What? Look, an organ could be juicy. Now, my ovaries, maybe in my 20s they were juicy. Now, dry. See? Okay. Great. Yeah, ovarian cancer could be bad. All right. For somebody juicy. But anyway, so now some of you are probably saying, well, Dahlia, I don't have high blood pressure. So this makes no sense to me. I don't give a damn about it. I don't have high blood pressure, so I want to be able to take this medication if I'm fighting breast cancer or pancreatic cancer. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Many of you who have diabetes, even if your blood pressure is normal, what do? You charge us a copay every time we see you. True. But we also give you a blood pressure medication in this ARB class or the ACE inhibitor class to protect the kidneys. We give you a very low dose. Your blood pressure rarely drops. And the low dose protects the kidneys. I have seen people who don't have high blood pressure still be able to take these medications. So I know some of you are like, wait a second. So Dr. Dahlia, you're telling us to take a medication that we don't need just to take? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that if we find that medications used for other illnesses and issues could be used to help augment cancer treatment, and you're afraid to take that medication because you don't have that illness, I have seen Losartan and medicines of that class not bottom people out. It doesn't act like that like other medicines can. So this is something that even you without high, now, mind you, a lot of us actually do have high blood pressure and not even realize it. Okay? Remember, if you 120 over 70 or 120 over 80 is normal, but above that, going into the 130s over 85s, you're already considered high. So if you're saying, well, Dahlia, my blood pressure is 138 over 86. I don't have high blood pressure. Actually, that could be just enough, okay, for you to qualify for taking one of these medications. A lot of times we don't. We tell you diet, exercise, watch the salt, watch the alcohol, watch the caffeine, lower the stress, move the mother-in-law out, you know, get some sleep, check for sleep apnea, that kind of stuff. Check your thyroid. But many of you, if you're in the 130s, you could very easily be dropped to the 110s. So think about it, people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breast cancer rates are rising in black women. About 232,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013. 39,000 expected to die this year of breast cancer. 8 in 10 breast cancer cases and almost 9 in 10 breast cancer cases occur in women over the age of 50. They're finding that black women with the disease fare worse than women, white women. Now, why is that? Okay, does it have to do with the estrogen receptor? Do black women have more estrogen than white women? Are black women more prone to the non-estrogen receptor type, the more vicious, or even the triple negative? Now, a Harvard study presented at the American Association for Cancer Research Medical Conference back in October last year found that within 3 years of a breast cancer diagnosis, black women were 50% more likely to die than white women. Black women are less likely to survive, according to another study this June, of breast cancer diagnosis within 5 years. Now, according to this one study, they attributed it to lack of screening. Fewer screenings, maybe poorer health at the time of diagnosis. Now, why is this important to all of us? Because when it comes to any sort of cancer, any sort of medical illness, all right, we keep bringing up family. What runs in the family? What are you more prone to? Okay? Because we need to identify what you could be at risk for to be proactive. Now, many of you have no idea what your family history is. You were adopted, father or mother left when you were really young. So you might have only been raised by one parent, or you grew up in a family like mine who never went to the doctor. Everybody was well until the day they died. Right? Nobody went to the doctor. Nobody had any sickness, they said. Okay? Meanwhile, yeah, they had something, but nobody went to the doctor. I come from a family who they never believed in going to doctors. It's surprising that I became a doctor. But so many of us have absolutely no idea what's in our family. Now, my African-American women patients and my African-American male patients, I give a much more, I'm a lot more aggressive when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, et cetera, because I have seen more aggressive forms in my patients. Now, I'm not saying I treat an African-American patient with a better medicine than a white person, but I am not going to kitten glove, right, and let you do the, oh, you know what, I'll cut my salt, or I'll do this, or can I put off the mammogram? I will tell them, hell no. Okay, you got to get screened. And luckily, thank God, we haven't lost a patient yet. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, with breast cancer, or any of these. Now, for those of you who know me, I am. I'm a lot more aggressive. I start screening. I do a screening mammogram between 35 and 40, at least a baseline. I don't mess around. Having seen enough breast cancer in women in their 40s, I don't wait till you're 50. Screw that. I'm going to check you early. But realize, we don't know enough there is to know about medicine. So if you are, let's say, Latina, all right, you probably have a higher chance of diabetes than your other fellow ethnicities. Same thing with blacks. More at risk for stroke, more at risk for heart disease, more at risk for a vicious colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer. Whites, high melanoma, a lot of breast cancer, a lot of colon cancer, lung cancer. So, and still heart disease, etc. So, I would be very proactive when it comes to this. And, you know, if you have a doctor that says, nah, we could wait with your mammograms. If you want to get one sooner, do it. If you don't want to wait a couple years in between mammograms, don't. You may have to pay cash on your own. But be aggressive. Be proactive. You make the decision, not your insurance company. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction. This chain reaction would be coming if Russia and China come to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to News Watch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.